Wet your handkerchiefs in this pond and tie them around your nose and mouth. You'll breathe better, ordered Jed. Suddenly, hot rocks and sparks rained down around them. With a scream of pain, Jed brought his hands to his eyes and yelled, "My eyes, my eyes!" Seth stared in horror. He couldn't move, even when sparks landed on Jed's shirt. Instantly, Sarah emptied a bucket of berries and filled it with pond water. She threw the water over Jed's face and burning shirt. Little Sarah had saved Jed. Seth felt awful. He was 4 years older than Sarah. He should have acted, but he had only agonized and stared. "Here, come with me, Jed," said Sarah. Her voice revived Seth. He quickly tried to make himself useful. Sarah led Jed to a large rock, and Seth helped him sit down. As Sarah soaked her apron in the water, Seth whispered, "Does it hurt badly, Jed? Can you see?" Jed tried to be calm. He said, "I think the sparks burned my eyes. They hurt, Seth. I can't open my eyes. I can't see." Sarah returned with her wet apron and said, "Here, Jed, let me cover your eyes with a wet cloth. Help me, Seth." Together, Seth and Sarah wrapped Sarah's wet apron around Jed's eyes and the top of his head. Thanks to Sarah's quick thinking and actions, Jed was alive. Seth thought about their situation. Jed was hurt. Now Seth would have to be strong and do whatever Jed would have done. It was up to Seth to lead them safely home. Could he do it? Language Detective. Clue. And is a conjunction. When are conjunctions used?